while maintaining the full strength of our combat defenses. It will call for the lowest number of civilian personnel in the Department of Defense since 1950. It will call for total expenditures of $97,900,000,000 compared to $98,400,000,000 for the current year, a reduction of more than $500 million. It will call for new obligation authority of $103,800,000,000, a reduction of more than $4 billion below last year's request of $107,900,000,000. But it is not a standstill budget, for America cannot afford to stand still. Our population is growing. Our economy is more complex. Our people's needs are expanding. But by closing down obsolete installations, by curtailing less urgent programs, by cutting back where cutting back seems to be wise, by insisting on a dollar's worth for a dollar spent, I am able to recommend in this reduced budget the most federal support in history for education. For health. For retraining the unemployed. And for helping the economically and the physically handicapped. This budget and this year's legislative program are designed to help each and every American citizen fulfill his basic hopes. His hopes for a fair chance to make good. His hopes for fair play from the law. His hopes for a full-time job on full-time pay. His hopes for a decent home for his family in a decent community. His hopes for a good school for his children with good teachers. And his hopes for security when faced with sickness or unemployment or old age. Unfortunately, many Americans live on the outskirts of hope, some because of their poverty and some because of their color, and all too many because of both. Our task is to help replace their despair